Europe is a step closer to allowing genetically modified foods on store shelves, but only if they are clearly labeled. After 5 years of a moratorium on approving new biotech products, the European Parliament yesterday approved strict new tracking laws. European officials say the system will give wary consumers the information they want, but the hurdles could still keep U.S. biotech products out of Europe, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Europe's new biotech labeling laws aim to be thorough.
The labeling scheme means that every ingredient, every genetically modified ingredient, will have to be labeled in the future.
European Parliament member Karin Schiele says comprehensive labeling and tracing means Europeans can choose whether to eat genetically modified organisms, known as GMOs.
Some American colleagues think that we label because we think GMO are dangerous. But the approach of the European Union is that the consumer should be the one deciding freely. This means the market decides.
That's not been the case since 1998, when public pressure led 6 European countries to stop approving biotech food or seeds. That led to an unofficial moratorium on biotech throughout the EU. Before then, 18 genetically modified organisms were approved for use in Europe, although only a few, mostly animal feed, which did not require labeling, are actually marketed here. Tom McDermott is European spokesperson for Monsanto, producer of many biotech agricultural products. He hopes these new labeling laws will really bring change.
We do expect that this will result in the lifting of the European Union moratorium on new approvals for biotech products. But on the other hand, some of the provisions included in these regulations could prove to be pretty difficult, if not impossible, to actually implement.
For example, he says the new regulations mean products made with biotech ingredients will have to be labeled even if they are so processed, like oils or sugars, that the genetic modifications cannot be chemically detected. Those who have been fighting biotech foods agree the new law creates high hurdles. Geert Ritsima of Friends of the Earth Europe is delighted.
We think it's an important step on the road towards a GMO-free Europe.
While European officials say the new regulations are a step toward ending the moratorium, Ritsima is counting on them to keep biotech out.
If these products all have to be labeled, who is going to put it on the market? It's a big risk for food companies and for retailers because they run the risk that the clients don't take the product. And the market rejection, the consumer rejection, plus the labeling laws will make sure that GMOs will not enter in Europe.
The U.S. is challenging Europe's current moratorium on biotech foods at the World Trade Organization. U.S. officials note these new laws do not end that ban. Tom McDermott of Monsanto Europe says if it is lifted, he expects product approvals to be based on science. But that's not the last word.
Of course, at the end of the day, here in the European Union, a vote has to be taken. And that's the place at which politics can creep back in. But we're hoping that won't occur.
The U.S. administration says the new laws could lead to another WTO case, possibly challenging the labeling rules directly. Emily Harris, NPR News.